Vectis Radio.
Oh, we've got a lovely lady in called Bex Barker, and she's going to tell us about Mystic Markets. Good afternoon, Bex.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very hot and bothered, thank you.
I think you are. We're all hot and bothered, yes. So what is a Mystic Market?
So the venture was inspired by always seeing lots of struggling small businesses.
Right.
And I thought, well, there's an awful lot of ones that are more unusual that need a more niche market. So
right.
I thought, if I can kind of squeeze them all together into one room and promote them, it would kind of give them more of a platform.
Yes. So what sort of businesses are we talking?
Everything from palm readers and tarot readers to wood painters, metalwork, jewellery.
Oh.
Kind of a little bit of everything.
Really?
And even some fantasy cakes with little toadstools on.
Okay.
Well, there you are. Must have one of those, as long as it's egg-free.
Yes, absolutely.
That sounds
so
good.
This is to help small local businesses get a sort of a platform.
Yeah, absolutely. And as many as possible. We started off as about 10 people in a church hall, and we are now about 65 different vendors.
Wow.
And a couple of venues. And we actually have a couple of themed events coming up as well, which are held at the Barn in Brading, which is a really beautiful and ambient, customizable space.
All right.
If you ever need somewhere to hire.
And where's that? Is that sort of by the Bugle, is it?
Yes, you go through the Bugle car park to the right, and you'll see the marquee and all the pretty lights.
All right.
Okay, so that's the theme. Where do you generally hold these markets?
So the daytime ones are always at the Riverside Centre.
Yeah.
And 10
right
till
next door
4.
To us here. Yes,
yes, exactly. Always on a Saturday, and the evening ones are always at the Barn in Brading, and they are 7 o'clock once a month ish on a Friday evening.
So they're here on a daytime Saturday, in the morning or throughout the day?
Throughout the day, sort of 10 to 4.
10 to 4, and it's not every Saturday, is it?
No, we advertise on Facebook and Instagram, and we have various different ads popping up in different places all over the island as well.
Okay.
And is it once a month or?
Yes, once a month, the daytime ones.
Okay.
Always. The next one is the 18th of July.
All right, that's not long, is it?
Saturday
no, not
week.
Long at all. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Do pop down and have a look.
May well
so
do.
What other things have you got apart from woodworking? And you got jewellery and
you've
got
yeah, we've
glass
got crystals. We do have some glass things and some glass etching.
All right.
We have people who paint stones. We have people who make 3D bits and paint those.
Really?
Like pocket hugs, bath bombs sometimes. Honestly, it changes each month.
All right.
Depending on who signs up. So it's always a slightly different mixture.
Yeah. Okay.
Never know what you're going to find down there.
Wow.
These are proved successful?
Yeah. They definitely get more and more busy each month.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, here at the Riverside Centre, it's quite central, isn't it? You can there's parking and you can get at it quite easily and it's accessible.
Yeah, accessibility was a big thing for me. Finding somewhere accessible and central was the biggest thing.
So do you make anything or do you do promoting?
I buy things in and sell them and then I do all the promoting.
All right.
I don't think I'd have as much time to put into crafting, although I am crafting at the moment because we're also holding an Alice in Wonderland weekend.
Oh, wow.
In the school holidays.
Yes.
So I'm making giant flowers, giant toadstools and various Wonderland.
So is this the themed one you were talking about?
Yes.
And that's at Brading?
Yes. That's the 22nd and 23rd of August.
Okay,
right. Yeah.
Fair enough.
That can't be bad, can it?
Not bad at all.
So where can people contact you so they can book a stall or
you can find me on Facebook under Isle of Wight Mystic Markets and Makers, and the same on Instagram. But if you can't find me, you can always get in touch with the Riverside Centre, who can shoot me a message with your contact details.
Yeah, that's good then.
And how much does it cost for the individual business to take up a table or have a stall at your event?
I provide the table and it's £20 for a 6-foot pitch.
That's not bad, is it?
That's very good.
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, if I had something to sell, I might well come and sell it there.
We could sell the cat.
No.
No. I'll take the cat.
Are there any restrictions on what you are allowed to have into your...
Obviously nothing illegal, please.
No.
The only live things we've had so far are mushrooms and plants, but other than that, just keep it legal and keep it not
that,
sharp.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, I understand.
Or candles, anything lit
candles. We have candles. We don't light them in the daytime market, sometimes in the evening ones.
Right.
But yeah, we do have candles.
So, yeah, they're quite popular, aren't they, candles with scents and things like that.
Yes, she is always buzzing. Honey and Hive is one of our most popular stalls.
Right.
Okay. Oh, honey.
Stop it.
Yeah, I do like a bit of honey. Right, so just give us those details one more time, please.
which ones.
So how to find out more?
Just find me on Facebook under Mystic Markets and Makers, or Instagram under Mystic Markets. Or if you can't find either of those, just get in touch with the Riverside Centre and leave your contact details.
And the next one is the 18th, did you say?
18th of July, yeah. And we're here. We're at the Riverside Centre 10 till 4. And of course, okay. You can come in there and ask for me. Everyone will just point.
That's fine, no problem at all. Well, thank you very much for coming in. And we wish you luck with this venture.
Yes.
Small businesses need all the help they can get.
They certainly do.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's a pleasure.
Vectis Radio on DAB.